Lately, I've been reading the letters to the editor of the local paper down in Everett. If you thought the impasse in Congress over the debt ceiling was turning ugly, you maybe should avoid the Herald's comment page, since they took out one of their comic strips without asking readers first. You'd think the paper was burning babies or calling for Spanish only in America. One lady wrote in to say she only read their stupid newspaper for its comics, and this particular strip was her all-time favorite. She was thinking of not reading the paper at all now. I mean, who can blame her? Sort of like not watching TV because her favorite advertiser quit advertising. But now we got a war of reader writers weighing in on what comics are stupid and what ones aren't funny and which ones are so offensive to their family values they can't let their kids half a mile near a newspaper. Which explains a lot of things, you ask me. Even Peanuts took a hard shellacking. Of course, I got my own opinion, the comic section. Not enough of one to write into the editor about, but I figure I can skip a couple of strips without feeling gypped on my subscription rates. And anyway, now I got the letters to the editor page to make up for any lost belly laughs. You got a gripe with congressional deadlock, check out who voted them in. You'll laugh till you cry.